Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about local road work. I understand some projects are going to be starting next week. Talk to us about where and when and what's going to be done.
Yes, indeed. In Tioga County, a resurfacing project along a six-mile section of Route 15 in Bloss and Liberty Townships is set to begin next week, August 4th. The project will include milling and resurfacing the four-lane highway from just north of Sebring to just north of Blossburg. Other work includes minor drainage improvements, base repairs, minor structure repairs, including epoxy overlays of the structures over Johnson Creek and Route 2005. This work will be performed using single-lane enclosures in each direction. The project is scheduled to be completed by late October. In addition, on Monday, August 4th, a paving project will begin on Route 349 in Clymer and Westfield Townships. The project includes resurfacing the roadway from approximately 2 miles south of Sabinsville to just south of the Westfield Borough Line. After paving is completed, new pavement markings will be applied and shoulder work will be performed. All work will take place during daylight hours and is scheduled to be completed by late August.
Another thing we'd like to discuss is the health of our children. Obviously, immunization is a very important thing for our kids. Talk to us about what is going on here at the government level.
Yes. Last week, actually, we had the Department of Health in Tioga County providing some immunizations out of the Middlebury Township Fire Department building. However, August is actually National Immunization Month, and it's done that month prior to the month that children re-enroll into school. And the Pennsylvania House of Representatives unanimously adopted House Resolution 938, which designates August as National Immunization Awareness Month. And as chairman of the House Health Committee, I know how important immunizations are in protecting against a number of lethal illnesses, including polio, measles, mumps, and even pertussis, commonly known as whooping cough. Pennsylvania already requires a number of vaccines for public school attendance. To ensure one's child is current on his or her vaccines, it's important to review the state-required immunization schedule by contacting one's child's physician. The state does offer assistance to obtain vaccinations through the federally funded Vaccines for Children program, which provides access to immunizations for low-income and underinsured children up to age 18. Additionally, uninsured children in Pennsylvania are eligible for the CHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program, regardless of income. Adults are also encouraged to review their own immunizations with their physician. So very important to make sure that parents and children update and double-check their needs as it applies to immunizations and vaccines.
Another thing that has been going on in Harrisburg recently is a House Judiciary Committee hearing on fingerprinting. Obviously, this technology has been around for a while, but there have been some innovations and some changes. Talk to us about what the Judiciary Committee heard.
Yes, although the state law requires the fingerprinting of all persons arrested for a felony, summary offense, or misdemeanor offenses within 48 hours of arrest, the actual compliance varies widely from local departments, regional forces, and state police. In 2013, roughly 15% of all people charged with an offense were not fingerprinted, with rural counties, our area in particular, having the lowest compliance rates. Reasons include staff and time limitations, and for most departments, the compliance rate has increased dramatically just by raising awareness of the law. The committee also heard testimony about technology requirements, equipment and training standards, as well as funding limitations. To overcome those obstacles, many local governments will be considering and assessing a fee for fingerprinting and a background check for job applicants.
And finally, Representative, it's fair season. Finally, folks can get out and enjoy the fruits of everyone's labor. Talk to us about where and when the fairs are going on in your area.
Yes, the Tioga County Fair begins next week, and the Secretary of Agriculture will be coming for a visit and some presentations. I'll be participating with him Wednesday evening at the Tioga County Fairgrounds in Whitneyville, Pennsylvania. It is our opportunity to showcase our number one industry, agriculture. We do live in a very rural, beautiful landscape in Tioga County. We just concluded the Bradford County Fair that was always held yearly at the Troy Fairgrounds, Elperon Park, and that was an outstanding event. I believe over 60 to 100,000 people attended that fair. So we're looking for an outstanding week at the Tioga County Fair and encourage everyone to come out and enjoy our agricultural community.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.